Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast. This Week in America, Fan Loyalty by Carol Wilson Mack chronicles the journey of a young woman as she said, "I'm going to meet him." She didn't know it at the time, but the man she was speaking about was the singer Brooke Benton, the legendary singer-songwriter, over 50 Billboard chart hits, including It's Just a Matter of Time and Rainy Night in Georgia. Well, she did get to meet him and his entire family. She shares that amazing journey in her book, Fan Loyalty. It reminds us how important words are, lets us know that words we choose create a world. It challenges us to embrace and learn from the things that unfold in our lives. Carol Wilson Mack holds a master's degree in communication arts from New York Institute of Technology, a graduate of Long Ridge Writers Group, is a doctoral candidate with the Open Bible Institute and Theology Seminary, a registered professional nurse, works as an educator in the healthcare industry, focusing on staff education. She's the author of several stage scripts that have been produced in Baldwin, New York, Newark, New Jersey, New York City, and the Bronx. She's written a movie script with plans for production, and she's produced several CDs, one of gospel music and one poetry, where she reads the words of poet-writer George Edward Tate. Carol was writer and artistic director for the award-winning television show Woman of the Week, which highlighted ordinary women doing extraordinary things. The show aired on cable for more than 10 years. Carol Wilson Mack, author of Fan Loyalty, a tribute to the late Brooke Benton, our guest on This Week in America. Hi, Carol. Welcome to the program. Great to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you for having me. I'm delighted to be with you.
Well, it is our pleasure, and I'm looking forward to talking about the book Fan Loyalty and so much of your career. It's an amazing career that you've had. What genre would you put this in? Fan Loyalty. If people are looking for this book, where would they look? What genre would you fit this in?
I think it's probably an inspirational, maybe also religion, because it does include scripture, but basically inspirational.
Yeah, I think that that's good. If I was thinking about that, it's like that's where I would put it if you were asking me exactly where it would go. But it really crosses a number of different genres. It's a remarkable story that Carol tells in the book, Fan Loyalty. The book available a number of places, and I'll give you Carol's website as we go through the program here. Who is the target audience for this? As you're reading the book, you're thinking, boy, there's a little something here for everybody, isn't there?
I think so. I would say anybody, everybody have somebody that they love. Everybody have a Brooke Benton in their lives.
Yes.
You know, mine just happened to be Brooke, but there are many. And there are additional people that I love as I love Brooke. But this was a very unusual thing for a young person who was exceptionally shy. And it's like the voice of this man help her with the shyness.
What was the impact on you as you went through this and to get over the shyness and to actually contact him, and the impact in writing this book and telling your story to others?
Well, it in a family where the dad is a very strict dad, when a shy girl suddenly start talking about somebody who sings, especially somebody in movie industry, as my father spoke about it, the whole family thought something had happened to my mind. They didn't understand what I was feeling, but the connection was so strong, I just couldn't control it. I had everybody in the family listening for a voice that they had never heard based only on how I described it. I said to my sister, it's soft and it's this. And she says, if it's soft, how can I hear it? You know, all kinds of verbal responses I was getting from my family members, but they really thought something had happened to my mind.
What did trigger that? What was it about Brooke Benton, the singer-songwriter, legendary, so many hit records? What was it about him that, especially at that young age, really captured your total imagination?
I think the way he tells stories with his singing, and his diction was so perfect.
Yes.
It was like, I mean, I did a lot of reading as a young person, but the music wasn't a big part of my life until I heard him. And I so wanted to hear him again because the disc jockey did not announce his name after the song when I was waiting to hear his name. So that forced me to listen to radio. So I heard a lot of other musicians and singers waiting to hear this man's voice again.
When you...
So he introduced me to music, I would say. And even as a student, when I was studying, I introduced him to many of my classmates, and we used to study listening to his music.
Did you ever think that you would actually meet him? How did that all come about? And a shy person, boy, he really motivated you to get over that shyness, at least when it came to reaching out to him. What drove that? What was the motivation behind getting to meet this very famous singer?
I was in South Carolina, a very small town in South Carolina. But my mom was in New York. My parents divorced. So after high school, I traveled to New York. But I always talked about this man. And, you know, there was a gentleman who worked at the hospital where I was working. And he said, young women are not supposed to be chasing after. So I said, I'm not chasing after.
Yes.
My dad wouldn't even think of that. What I love is the way this man sings. So he told this gentleman, who became a father figure for me, he told me about the Apollo Theater.
Oh, yes.
And he told me to get the Amsterdam News, and I would know when Brooke Benton would come to the Apollo, and that way I would get to see him. And I did all of that, and I waited, it seems like, long times before he came, but he finally did come. And you know what? I didn't have much money, but when Brooke Benton came to that Apollo, I had a ticket for 7 days.
What was that like when you're sitting at the Apollo Theater, you know, a legendary theater, a legendary performer comes on stage? You are not only listening to the music, which you've listened to on the radio for a number of years, but you see him in person actually performing, you know, that connection he had with the audience. What was that like the moment he walked out on stage? Did you pinch yourself when you were sitting there?
I felt like I was breathing. I mean, I felt like my breath was, something that people, I'm sure other people have experienced it. But I just, when I saw him, I just couldn't believe it. And I sat through both shows. Can you imagine that? Both
Amazing.
Shows, every night for 7 nights.
That's,
but I
wow.
did it because that's how much I liked him.
Our guest on the program is Carol Wilson Mack. The book is Fan Loyalty. The book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, usual places. The publisher, you can get information there, stratton-press.com. Her website's carolwilsonaccomplished.com and cwmackbooks.net. All of this information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You can go to any of those and get information on Carol and the book as well. How would you describe this book? It really touches on so many different emotions. How would you describe the book, Fan Loyalty?
I think that it's a piece that really is not about Brooke Benton. It reminds us that we should really think about the words that we use, because those things can actually come to be. And I kept talking about this man while I was at work. And one day, this woman said, my children plays with his nieces. And I was stopped in my tracks because I knew that was another connection. And I asked her, would she introduce me to her children? She introduced me to her children. Her children introduced me to Brooke's nieces. The nieces introduced me to their mothers. Each of the young women had different mothers, both Brooke's sisters. And they took me to the Apollo with him, with them, and they took me backstage to meet him. So if you keep saying something, it's going to unfold in your life.
It really, it's amazing how everything sort of fit together, that you engineered it and everything fit together. You had the chance to meet him. Often we have people that we really admire and we get to meet them and we're disappointed in ways. It sounds like that was not the case in meeting Brooke. What was that like when you finally got to meet him?
Oh my goodness. He extended, his sister said, they called him Ben because his birth name was Benjamin, P.A. Ben, if you ever had a fan, this is one, he said. He said, is that right? And he extended his hand. And Rick, you know, I shook his hand so hard. I didn't even realize that I was still holding on to his hand. And I shook his hand so hard until his cufflinks fell out. Cufflink fell on the floor, and then everybody started looking for this cufflink, which was something good for me because I was happy the cufflink fell, because otherwise I didn't even realize I was still holding on to his hand.
What an amazing story. It all comes to life in Carol's book, Fan Loyalty. Book available wherever books are sold. I'll mention again before we conclude the conversation, Carol's websites, and we've got it on the video of the YouTube video of our interview, and we'll have it on our website as well. What do you hope the takeaway is? There's so many lessons in fan loyalty. It's the story of you and your fascination and with Brooke Benton and being able to finally meet him. But there's so many layers to this. What do you hope the takeaway is from people reading Fan Loyalty?
Just hope they'll just be conscious of the words that they're using in their interaction with other people, and always choosing positive things as opposed to something negative. You know, we sometimes say, I heard a young woman say one time, I'm going to kill my husband. And I said, oh, please don't say that. And she was like, you know, I'm not going to kill him. I said, I don't really know that, because you never know. You never know. If you keep saying something, you never know. I have an example of words that you can say can unfold and will unfold in your life.
And it's so amazing because words do have impact, don't they? You see sometimes here's people just throwing something out there and they really have an impact. They can be hurtful too. They can really destroy somebody's self-worth.
Yes, very, very, very hurtful. And one of the customers said to me, I was disappointed in Fan Loyalty because I thought it was about him. So I said, no, it includes him. It tributes him, but it's not about him. It includes him. And, you know, she said, but I want to know more about him. So that gave me the idea. I'm writing the sequel to Fan Loyalty. And I said, I'm really bent on Brooke. And then I realized that's his name. So my follow-up to this will be called Bent on Brooke.
I love that. I love that. As I say, this book is more than just Carol really likes this guy and she finally gets to meet him. There's a whole lot there. And all of us can remember as young people, maybe as adults, the people we admire and going after that dream. Carol Wilson Mack, our guest. Book available Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Stratton-Press.com, and her websites, CarolWilsonAccomplished.com and CWMackBooks.net. How is this different, would you say, than other books? And I ask that because it is different. It's just not somebody who's got a teenage crush on somebody. It has a deeper meaning than that. How do you think it's different than other books?
I think it needs from scripture. It's in harmony. It uses a few scriptures just to support the message that I'm trying to share. I met a 10-year-old at a book signing, and he asked me, who is Brooke Benton? And I said, oh, he was a great singer. In 2 minutes, he pulled him up on his phone, And he started listening, and there was a lot of books in there. And he told his mom, "I want this book." And she said, "This boy wants every book he sees." So she said, "I'll be back." Do you know, he insisted on getting this book. And 3 years later, he had his mom bring him to see me.
It's amazing.
And he told me, "I'm going to be a pilot."
Oh, very good. What an amazing story.
He was inspired by fan loyalty.
Well, and the book has that impact on readers, receiving rave reviews. Fan loyalty, Carol Wilson Mack, our guest on the program. A few minutes left in the program. I mentioned your very impressive background and all the work that you've done. Another book that you've written, which I'd love to do a whole program just talking about this, Patchwork, Conversations Between Generations. We come back to words and the impact in conversations and what you say. Talk about that book and the premise behind it and how this is powerful, because we all need to have conversations between generations.
Yeah, I think that is something missing. There's such a gap between the generations. And I remember these two grandmothers, my grandmothers, they used to quilt with the younger women. And in the context of that group meeting, each of the families that was represented had a different challenge. And whichever woman quilt they were making, they were sharing insight. They prayed for each other, even if they did nothing but vent. Those women were supported. I'm not sure the young women of today is interacting that well or as much as they need to or should. Well, it's me saying they should. But I encourage, you know, interaction between generations, because we should be building on each generation as opposed to building a generation, you know, each time.
Yes. And I know you say that sometimes we think of conversations between generations. If you're young, you really don't have anything to add to the conversation. You just sort of listen. And you talk about the youth have something to say as well. Sometimes we're missing the boat by not listening to what the younger generation has to say.
I know I have to listen to them when it comes to this technology.
Exactly. Make a young person your friend.
Yeah.
If you're going to deal with any of the technology, you need them on your side out there. That book is, once again, it's called A Patchwork, Conversations Between Generations. And that book's available, as well as this book, Fan Loyalty. Talking a few minutes left in the program here, what was it, do you have any favorite Brooke Benton songs? What were the ones you heard as a young person that really captured your attention? I mentioned a couple, It's Just a Matter of Time, which I think is among his first songs, and then Rainy Night in Georgia, one later in his career. What are some of the songs that you really still enjoy to this day?
Oh, every last one of them, Do you know, someone in Austria heard about this book, and he sent me 30 CDs of music.
Wow.
That was not published in the States. So I'm still listening to him. And I remember saying, why didn't Brooke sing Silent Night? So this man sent me Silent Night. I have so many. Well, they're not new, but they're new to me.
Oh, yes.
And you know what? I just connected with one of his children, and he is telling me there's so many songs that Brooke wrote that was never published. So he is connected with me now, and we're writing. We have a Brooke Benton Facebook page with fans. We wrote letters trying to get him into Rhythm and Blues Hall of Fame. He was nominated, but I guess not enough people knew to vote him. But I wrote a letter every other day. I was mailing letters to the Rhythm and Blues Hall of Fame.
Yes.
I had so many written in case I just wanted to keep them going. So now we have to start the process all over again, but I'll do that. I have persistence.
What is it? Yes, it sounds like it. If anything, you are persistent in following through on something that is worthy. What is the Facebook page again?
Brooke Benton Fans.
Ah, very simple. Very simple to remember. And just if you Google it and you go to iTunes or go to YouTube, you'll be able to listen to some of the music. And suddenly you realize this guy's the real deal. It died way too young, didn't he? Well, I think it was like 1988. He was only in his mid-50s at the time.
Yeah, he was just 56.
It's just, and the music still lives on, and you can listen to it by going to the internet and finding the music there. I want to leave with just one of your thoughts. You remind us how important words are. Let us know that words we choose create our world. Just talk about the importance of that, because you're a living example of the power of words and what words and determination and persistence will do for us.
That's right, because, you know, the small town in Bamberg, South Carolina, that was a very small town, I think about 3,000 people. And my very strict dad, what, I love him, I said. My dad was like, what do you know about love? But that connection to that voice was so strong. Until I just blurted it out. I'm going to meet him. Everybody went silent. The house went silent. Oh, and my stepmom was like trying to listen to the radio. And one day when I finally heard him and the disc jockey said his name, my stepmom says, now I don't have to listen to the radio as much. My dad said, you didn't have to before.
What an amazing story that Carol writes and tells in Fan Loyalty, a tribute to the late Brooke Benton. Carol Wilson Mack has been our guest on the program. Carol, it's been a delight to have you come on the program. Time is going by too quickly to share your story and the impact that he had on your life and the power of words that really sort of propelled you to where you are today and the very successful career that you've had. Thank you for joining us on the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
My pleasure. I enjoyed it very much.
It was fun. The book is Fan Loyalty, a tribute to the late Brooke Benton by Carol Wilson Mack. The book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the publisher. Book available there, stratton-press.com. Carol's website's carolwilsonaccomplished.com and cwmacbooks.net. All of those listed on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.